This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
The conversation went this way. Have you heard Eric Clapton's new version of Layla?
Now, who said that? Him or you?
He did.
Okay.
And I said, oh, yeah, it's fantastic. He said, wow, I didn't know he played acoustic. And I said, well, of course he does. I thought he was only an electric player. What's the difference?
Less is in.
Hey, this is Rock School, man. It's summertime, summertime, and finally in the great state of Louisiana, it is hot, 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 and people are sweating. My name is Joe Burns. What is your name?
Sunburnt.
Yeah, it is warm outside.
I was pressure washing my deck the other day.
See, that'll teach you.
And I look like a boiled crab.
Yeah, but did you have crawfish this weekend?
Oh,
did I see that on Facebook that you had a crawfish boil?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I got to tell you. Hey, before we get into the show, I received an email and I want to do a shout out to somebody. David Lyon is a long-distance truck driver who has apparently the ability to run a computer inside of his truck.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever been inside one of those rigs?
I have not.
It's like a small spaceship. Oh, they've got that thing so technolized and everything.
Technolized?
That's a new word.
Is it? Really? Mm-hmm. I see. I had no idea. I just thought you put E in front of everything. David apparently has been listening to the show now for 2 years and listened to every single one of our podcasts at least twice.
Oh, wow.
And apparently is the smartest guy in rock and roll at every truck stop he stops by. And he says here, Doc, I need more than just cowbells. So thank you, David, for listening to the show.
Shout
and
out.
Thanks a lot. I just really appreciate that. And I can just get the mental picture of a guy streaming our show right now.
From a Peterbilt.
From a Peterbilt. Yeah, 70 miles of polysteel, ladies and gentlemen. What are we talking about? I want to do a twofer show. Now, you've heard me quote Gibson.com's website because they do lists in the same way that we like to do lists here on this show. Well, they came up with a list of the top 50 acoustic guitarists of all time.
Oh.
And I love setting up lists where I get to play musicians that maybe people haven't heard of before. Mm-hmm. So I get to introduce you to some people. So over the next two shows, we'll do 25 this time. We'll do 25 next time. Gibson.com. Top 50 acoustic guitarists of all time. So if you're looking to fill up your iPod, maybe I can help you a little bit. Have you ever heard of Mississippi Fred McDowell?
Huh?
Huh? Okay. Ooh. He's a Northern Mississippi player. This guy is number 50. He taught Bonnie Raitt how to play the slide.
Oh,
how about that?
Oh, oh.
I'm going to play a song by him that I'll bet you've never heard by him, but you have heard. You have the Aerosmith album Honkin' on Bobo.
I sure do.
You Gotta Move.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a Mississippi Fred McDowell song.
Oh, really?
And it sounds like this. Number 50, here's Mississippi Fred. Rock School. This is Rock School as we talk about Gibson.com's top 50 acoustic guitarists of all time.
I thought that was an Aerosmith original.
Oh, goodness, no. Honkin' on Bobo, I think, is all covers.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I have been deceived.
You have.
Oh.
Number 49, David Lindley. Now, here is the first guy that is on this list as, I don't know how else to put it, he's more of a session guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a hard time finding him alone, but you have heard him. Jackson Browne, Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, Rod Stewart, Dolly Parton, Bob Bob Dylan have all had this guy play. David Lindley is his name. Now, somebody who's not a guitarist is going, okay, David Lindley, that's nice. Guitarists are going, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you can put strings on it, he can play it. You put strings on a barn, uh-huh. David Lindley would be able to play it. Number 48, Arlen Roth.
I've heard that name.
Oh, yeah.
I have.
Arlen Roth, again, played with a whole bunch of people, John Prine, Art Garfunkel, and now the late Phoebe Snow.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, to guitarists, it's one of those, you know, we're not worthy. Remember mm-hmm. that? And we're not worthy. We're not worthy. He taught so many guitarists to play because he founded something called hot licks.
Hot what?
Hot licks. When a guitarist plays something, it's called a lick. These are video lessons where, you know, gee, if I could just get, you know, Arlen Roth to teach me to play.
Now you can.
Ego. They're called hot licks. And I hate to admit it, I own them.
I don't know why I hate to admit those, but
you know, I own them. Want to hear him?
He is,
oh, quick, speed, fast. Here he is with Levon Helm, formerly of the band from the album Tooling Around Woodstock. Here's Burnt Child, Arlen Roth. Get this guy on your iPod. Rock School.
Wait till I tell Arlen Roth what you said.
Oh, yeah. Like we go way back.
We do. We go way back.
Oh, yeah.
We do. We used to play Jackson Square.
Nickels, dimes, and quarters.
Nickels, dimes, and quarters.
Oh, yeah.
He played the acoustic. I played the djembe.
Yeah, sure. After every number, we'd pass the hat.
Why would you hate to admit that you own that?
Just a turn of a phrase. The Hot Licks series. There's another one called In the Style Of, and I can't think of what the guy's name is, but you can buy In the Style Of Aerosmith, In the Style Of Van Halen, In the Style Of AC/DC. And what he'll do, I wish I could think of his name. He would come out and show you on video, here's the introduction to Thunderstruck.
Uh-huh.
Here's the solo to Thunderstruck, and he'll play it at full speed, and then he'll play it at half speed. And it's one of those where, you know, all of a sudden I can play the entire second section of Eruption, and it's because this guy just showed it note for note.
You can't think of his name, huh?
I can't think of his name.
Oh, wait till I tell him that you can't think of his name.
You know him, too. Moving on, Gibson.com's top 50 acoustic guitarists of all times. Number 47, I'm going to start skipping names here in a little bit, but I wanted to get these in here. John Hammond.
Oh, I know John Hammond.
John Hammond. You've probably played him on this radio station.
That name sounds very familiar.
He's been nicknamed the White Robert Johnson.
Oh.
Because he plays in the style of Johnson. Now, I'm going to play a song by him called Heartache Blues, but I'm going to give you one more tip about John Hammond. If you like Robert Johnson at all, search out a DVD. It's available on Netflix, and I'm assuming it would be available also in the Blue Envelope. That's the Blockbuster one. But I know it's on Netflix. It's called Searching for Robert Johnson.
Okay.
And what John Hammond does, he has put together a documentary on Johnson where he's spoken to everybody who has been at all affiliated and is still alive that had anything to do with Robert Johnson's life. When he talks about a woman named Willie Mae inside of Love Is Vain, he talks to Willie Mae.
So he got everybody.
Everybody. It's maybe the definitive documentary on Johnson. It's called Searching for Robert Johnson. He goes to all the places where he supposedly died, where he was supposedly poisoned. It's a fantastic documentary. John Hammond is the person. He is as emulative, is that a word? He emulates Johnson.
It can be.
And you'll hear it in this. Heartache Blues, number 47. Here's John Hammond. Rock School.
I got an ache in my heart. Man, as sad as I can be. I got an ache in my heart.
You just couldn't leave well enough alone, could you?
I had to go in there
and make me look it up because you couldn't keep couldn't remember his name.
Kurt Mitchell.
You can't stand it. You couldn't let sleeping cats lie.
Dogs.
You could what?
Sleeping dogs lie.
No, it is.
It is. Yes.
Oh.
Kurt Mitchell did the In the Style Of series. So if you're a guitarist and you want to look that up, Kurt Mitchell did that.
Are you sure it's dogs?
Yes, I guarantee it's.
I'm
going to look
it up.
That up.
I'm
going to
look it up.
Gosh, I love the interweb. Okay, I got to start doing some names here. Number 46 on Gibson's top 50 acoustic guitarists of all times, Dwayne Allman.
Oh, yeah.
Number 45, Brownie McGee. He's a country blues player. Really, really, really good. Number 44, and the one I want to play. And the reason I want to play him is because I have a nice short one for him. Rick Emmett. Can you do it?
Yeah, he's the session guy, huh?
Well, he does a lot of session, but he is the guitarist for Triumph. And behind Eddie Van Halen, he's the guitarist that has most influenced me. I've seen Triumph live a couple of times, and I just jaw-dropping. He has, just the way Van Halen always had some guitar pieces on each one of his albums, intermixed with the actual songs, Rick Emmett always had some acoustic and sometimes electric guitar pieces solo on each one of the Triumph albums. And unbelievable talent. I mean, Segovia level finger picking talent.
Wow.
Here is one of his earlier pieces. This is called Finger Talking. It's only a minute and a half, and inside of it, it's one of those where I tried to play it. The first part of it I could do. Oh, about 35 seconds into it, I can do this. I got this one. And then he goes and just put the instrument down and go, I'll be back in a little bit. This is called Finger Talking. Rick Emmett, number 44 on Gibson's Top 50 Acoustic Guitarists of All Time. Rock School. That's fast. That's wicked fast.
His fingers are talking.
Oh, yes, they are. This is Rock School as we take our first break here. Let me give you two more names before I get to number 41, who we're going to play out of the break. Brian Sutton sits at number 43. If you don't know Brian Sutton, I'll bet you know the man who heads up the band. He's in Ricky Skaggs' Kentucky Thunder. And if you are the guitarist behind Ricky Skaggs, you move pretty gosh darn fast. So if you want to hear Brian Sutton, pick up some Kentucky Thunder and you'll hear him. Number 42, I'll be honest, I don't know very much about Martin Carthy. In the list,
you
there's a few.
You don't know Martin Carthy?
No, and neither do you. Apparently, he was a finger-picking style guy early in the 1960s and was an influence on Paul Simon. And that's pretty much what I know about him.
Well, if you...
that's what I know. So there you go. Hello, WBSD Burlington, Wisconsin. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. 61% of the musicians on this list were born in Shreveport.
It really was. Mm-hmm. Let me check. No, that's wrong. Huh? I thought that would have been right. Get us on Facebook. Search Rock School Radio Show and like us. You really like us. When we get back, a name everybody knows. And it was easy to find a piece of acoustic music from him. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right. I'm going to introduce this guy with a quick story. Everybody knows number 41 on the list, and it, obviously later on I'm going to be just announcing names to get to number 25 because I'm playing a lot of the early numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Number 41 was always known as an electric player until his remade version of Layla came out. Remember the name? Can you do it?
Yeah.
Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Now, when the remade version of Layla came out, I was still doing radio.
Okay.
Okay. And a person who shall go unnamed because he and I are still in contact over Facebook, and I know he listens to this show, and he'll know who I'm talking about. Why I'm keeping this name silent is beyond me. The conversation went this way. Have you heard Eric Clapton's new version of Layla?
Now, who said that, him or you?
He did.
Okay.
And I said, oh, yeah, it's fantastic. He said, wow, I didn't know he played acoustic. And I said, well, of course he does. I thought he was only an electric player. What's the difference? It's still a guitar. There you go. Here's Eric Clapton. It's Hey Hey from his Unplugged piece. One of the best acoustic players around. Because you have to learn a whole new instrument to play acoustic if you play electric. Because electric is exactly the same instrument. Here it is. Hey Hey. Rock School. Don't fight me on an acoustic and electric being two different instruments.
I just have a slight challenge to the
fingerings
theory.
Are exactly the same. The playings are the same. One's just amplified.
Yeah, but did you ever see Andy Griffith plucking with his hands and everything?
You can do the same
guitar?
Thing on an electric.
Oh, Doc, that would sound stupid. You
don't
know
fight
it would.
Me. Don't fight me. Don't fight me. Other people will. The emails will come in. I guarantee it.
Yeah, I'm going to send you one.
Number 40 is Albert Lee. You're not playing Albert Lee? Actually, we're going to play a lot of Albert Lee. I've been putting together shows, and Albert Lee has popped up, I think, three times in other shows. Number 39, Tony Rice. Wow. What Jimi Hendrix is to rock and roll, Tony Rice is to bluegrass. If you're at all a fan of bluegrass, even if you're not, Tony Rice, R-I-C-E, go look him up. When we come out of 7 Days and 70 Seconds, I'm going to play a guy for you that's from the world of jazz fusion. His name is Al Di Meola. If the name Al Di Meola doesn't ring inside of your head, it will after we play the song, and you'll want to go grab other songs by him. But first, bottom of the hour. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Welcome to 7 Days, 70 Seconds, Monday, May 30th through Sunday, June 5th. Monday, go.
Monday, May 30th, back in 1992, Paul Simon married Miss Edie Brickhell.
Here you go, Tuesday, May 31st. 20 years ago, just after completing the vocals for his debut album, country musician Tracy Lawrence is shot four times during a robbery in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wednesday, June 1, back in 1991, Temptations singer and co-founder David Ruffin died of an apparent drug overdose. He was 50 years young.
Yeah, Thursday, June 2nd, 10 years ago, Christina Aguilera, Lil Kim, Mia, and Pink start a five-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Lady Marmalade.
I love that song. June 3rd, 1967, The Doors debuted on the U.S. charts with Come On Baby, Light My Fire.
Saturday, June 4th, 1992, more than 1 million people vote for the Elvis stamp in a Postal Service poll. Your choice, Fat Elvis or Skinny Elvis? You know which one won?
Fat.
No, Skinny Elvis.
Really?
Skinny Elvis won.
Because Fat Elvis was 2 cents more.
Apparently, yeah. It weighed down all of the letters. That's a good line. I wish I'd have thought of that. Sunday, June 5th, 55 years ago, Skinny Elvis performs Hound Dog on the Milton Berle Show, and Milton Berle makes the statement, Elvis the Pelvis. That's where it came from.
Hey, you know, Doc, I'm starting to feel kind of old because the majority of this music trivia today's 7 Days and 70 Seconds is from the 90s.
I know. You knew it. When you start looking back at your life, oh, no, I need Geritol. Here you go. Al Di Meola, Mediterranean Sundance. Get ready. That's just too many notes. That's just too many notes. Rock School. This is Rock School as we talk about Gibson.com's top 50 acoustic guitarists of all time.
That dude's amazing.
I know. He claims to, Al Di Meola, claims to have created circular picking on your right hand. Instead of going up and down like I do, his right hand moves in a circle, so the pick never stops.
That seems to be kind of difficult.
Well, it's the way he does it. He's a jazz fusion player, and just the notes start to come so fast, they move in a wave rather than individual notes.
That's like trying to spell Tennessee while moving your foot around.
Very nice.
It's hard.
That sounded almost down home country. Number 37 on the list, Scotty Anderson. Again, I don't know much about him. Arlen Roth wrote a nice paragraph about him and states that he is the finest technical guitar player in the world and states if you wish to get a hold of him, grab something called King of the Double and Triple Stop. And I didn't because I didn't have time to put him into the show. But if you want to look at it, Scotty Anderson is who you should go after.
Okay.
Number 36, we are going to play, however, Steve Howe of the group Yes. Steve Howe seemed to me to be always a guy who was a classical player jammed into a rock band. When you see a guitar player in a rock band, his hand was always with the thumb over the top, and you know the guitar was always slung low and all of that. Steve Howe always had his hands in perfect classical position. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He looked like he should be wearing a tuxedo while he was playing. And his head was always intent. He never ran around the stage like a rock star. He was always playing as if at any point in time he was going to break into a Mozart piece. And when he plays acoustic, it's just brilliant. This one is from the 70s, and it's one I actually took the time to sit down and learn how to play, so I know how unbelievably difficult it is. This is the clap, and he to this day, has said, I hate the name of it. He wanted it to be called, as in clap along with the song.
Sure.
It wasn't until it ended, got into print that somebody said to him, you know that's got a double meaning. And he went, oh, that's too bad. Here you go. Steve Howe, the clap. Rock school. Okay, we have a little bit of time before our next break, so I'm going to get into the next song very quickly, as it's very short. Number 35 on the list, James Taylor. I'm not sure I agree with him being on the list.
Why?
Well, because he's really just a straight finger picker and a strummer. He has musicians behind him. He's a great singer, don't get me wrong. But is he in the same category as Al Di Meola, Steve Howe? Should he be higher than Steve Howe? Really?
Are you challenging the opinion of the people at Gibson?
Yes. Should I not do that?
No!
Number 34, however, this guy, one of my favorites, to this day, when I get in the car, I turn on the iPod, and I still just start at the top of my collection of his music, and I go right down. This guy's dazzling. There's no two ways about it. If you don't have this man in your collection, a lot of this man in your collection, shame on you!
Well, you're driving me crazy. Who is it?
Jerry Reed. Jerry
Reed. Snowman!
You got it. Here's the Nervous Breakdown, one of the best flat pickers out there. Don't just know him as the Snowman.
Oh, bush.
Yeah, Nervous Breakdown. Here you go. Rock school.
You do that.
Do what?
Don't play. You know
I'll
what?
Disagree with you at every point in time?
No, it wasn't even much of a disagreement.
I only disagree with you when you're wrong.
When you introduce someone that I don't know, you take the opportunity to educate me and the audience. Let me finish.
All right.
So I know Jerry Reed. I say the Snowman.
Yes.
And then you have to throw that comment in. Don't just know him as the Snowman.
I wasn't talking to you.
I don't just know him as the Snowman. I've seen him on YouTube. I've seen Jerry's. What's the thing?
Breakdown.
Breakdown.
Yeah.
I've seen Jerry's Breakdown
on
YouTube.
So you knew Jerry's Breakdown?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I just remember him as the Snowman.
I was speaking to the audience, not to you.
You do that.
I heard the audience all at once go, ah.
You remind me of a person I went to college with. I say, man, it's hot today. I disagree. It's warm.
It really isn't hot today.
I'm not. That's a hypothetical.
Number 33 on the Gibson Top 50 acoustic guitarists of all time. Oh, obscene finger gestures from such a pristine young man.
I did not.
Number 33 is Bill Frisell. Really brilliant player, but he likes ethereal slow playing. So he likes ethereal slower playing. I'm not an overt fan of that. I like speed. I like power. I like explosions when people play.
So he's not a fast
picker.
No,
he's not. And if that's not what you're into, then you might not enjoy him. If it is what you're into, then you probably would enjoy him.
Are you drawing the conclusion that because he's not a speedy picker, he does not deserve to be on the list?
No, not at all. I'm stating if that's what you like, then you'll probably adore him. If you like Sarah McLachlan type stuff, you'll think he's great. That's the conclusion I'm drawing.
Okay.
Why are you disagreeing with me? Clarence White, he was a player with the Kentucky Colonels, also with Doc Watson, another bluegrass guy, and wow, can he go. After the break, we'll get to number 31. I think I got time to play two more rather short songs. Hello, KLSU. I don't mean to agree with everything you say, but I am going to disagree with him. So there.
Hello, Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain. Thanks so much for being a part of the Rock School Radio Network.
Okay, we got time for two more short songs to wrap up the first 25 of Gibson's Top 50 Acoustic Players of All Time, so we got to get going. Back in a minute. Rock School. Okay, we're at number 31 on Gibson.com's Top 50 Acoustic Guitarists of All Times, and this is one, kind of like James Taylor, that I'm not sure he should be on the list, but part of me is kind of drawn to him. Neil Young.
Why do you think Neil Young doesn't deserve to be on the list?
Well, he's not a stunningly technical player, but you're drawn to him. He's good because he isn't a technical player. He kind of draws you in because of the way he plays. He's off beats. His playing carries with it so much passion because it isn't so technically correct.
But
you
that,
know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I understand what you're saying, but that is your bias and prejudice coming out. In other words, if they're not fast, and they're not technical, you don't think they deserve to be on the list.
No,
and that's obviously not all of the criteria that Gibson looks for.
You're missing it. I'm arguing for him to be on the list.
He is on the list.
He's just the opposite of everybody that's on here. It was like when Nirvana came out, he is the anti-Million Notes.
Okay.
And it really just stands out. And I really like him, but he's everything anti that I like about speed
but
and
the list,
technicality.
Doc, the list is not the 50 most technical acoustic players. It's not the 50 fastest acoustic players. It's the 50 greatest.
And you know what? I'll agree with you there. Write that down.
I can't breathe.
Neil Young, Needle and the Damage Done. My favorite Neil Young song. Rock School. Okay, last break here on Rock School as we get through the first half of Gibson.com's top 50 acoustic players of all time. So I got to just run through some names. Number 30, John McLaughlin. He is unbelievable, dazzling feats of strength and speed. You'll hear him in just a minute. Number 29, Jorma Coughlin. He is a fingerstyle player, sort of the San Francisco Jefferson Airplane psychedelic type stuff.
Sure.
Interesting. The last name, K-A-U-K-O-N-E-N. It's an interesting spelling. You'll find him immediately. Number 28, Nick Drake. You probably should know the name Nick Drake. Open tunings, capo placements, really interesting sounds out of the guitar. It's one of those where if you try to figure him out, unless you have the equipment and the tuning, you're just not going to do it. Ah. Your fingers will end up in knots trying to figure the guy out. Number 27, this is the one we're going to play, Paco de Luca. He's a flamenco guitarist. Mm-hmm. So let me come back to him. Number 26, Son House. He's a Delta Blues player. As a matter of fact, we've played him on this show. We played a Death Letter Blues not too long ago during the slide guitar show.
I remember.
Big influence on Robert Johnson, Charlie Patton, Skip James, those kind of players. And number 25, which will wrap us up, we're not going to play him, Buddy Miller. He's a guy that played with Emmylou Harris, Solomon Burke. You'll probably also hear him with Lucinda Williams, something like that. Now, back to the one we're going to finish up on. Paco de Luca.
Mm-hmm.
He's a flamenco guitarist, which means jillions of notes. I have a song here called Midsummer Night from the album Guitar Trio.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear all three, Paco de Luca, Al Di Meola, who we've already played, and John McLaughlin, who was number 30 on here. So here's three guys that are sitting around trying to outspeed one another with a really good, fast beat. So
hey,
back next week with the top 25 of Gibson.com's top 50 acoustic guitarists of all time. You thought these people were fast? Next week, we get some real smooth players. So I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Midsummer Night. Class is dismissed.